The DA today handed over a memorandum to PRASA following oversight on material trains. The conditions we found were appalling. The trains were overcrowded because there were not enough carriages. Some people were riding between carriages and on top of carriages, risking their lives. A lot of people we spoke to spoke about the lateness of trains putting their jobs at risk. So the poor state of our rail network not only puts the lives of our people of South Africa at risk, but it also puts their jobs and their livelihoods at risk. As such, we handed over a memorandum to PRASA highlighting a number of issues that need to be taken care of. When we are in government, we will make sure that the rail network is improved and is one that South Africans can be proud of. We want to modernize our rail network. We want to bring in the private sector to improve our rail network. We want to make sure that the control of Metro Rail is ceded to metros who can better manage the rail network. In the city of Cape Town, despite it not being our mandate, we have not sat by and watched while our residents suffer. A rail enforcement unit was established to ensure safety, and has had success in arresting people stealing cables and with drugs or with dangerous weapons on trains. So we're here today not only to present the cries of the people of South Africa, but also to provide a solution. We encourage South Africans to vote for the Democratic Alliance, to vote for an excellent train service that will be on time and ensure the safety of the people.